Amen, beloved. We thank God for the opening prayer. Amen, by Sister Latasha. Amen. This is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. This is our Bible study discipleship course. Amen, that we have every Wednesday at 8 p.m. via conference call. That number is 605-313-5111. Access code 151-647-pound. And so, beloved, we are studying, amen, Discipleship Course 1, and we are studying Lesson 8, amen. We did Lesson 1, but we have skipped the other lessons, and we came to Lesson 8 as led by the Holy Spirit. And that lesson is the fruit of the Spirit, amen. And last week, the part of the lesson that we studied was the works of the flesh versus the fruit of the Spirit, amen. And we went through that lesson, looking at the works of the flesh. We went into moving from the works, from the flesh to the Spirit, amen. And so today we are going to examine the fruit of the Spirit, amen. We want to notice that Galatians chapter 5 refers to the fruit of the Spirit rather than the fruits of the Spirit. This suggests that all of these characteristics or qualities combined comprise one fruit. It says fruit, even though it lists 9 different aspects of the fruit, it says fruit as if it's singular. Amen? And that Christians are to have all of these characteristics manifest in their lives. Amen? And so Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 23 gives us a list of the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. And the first fruit is love. And the Greek word for the word love is agape, which is sacrificial, devotion, affection, and benevolence. Amen. And the second listed fruit is joy. And the Greek word for joy is chara, and that's cheerfulness, calm, delight, and gladness. The third fruit of the Spirit is peace, and the Greek word for peace is irene, amen, and that's quietness, rest, and tranquility, amen. And I love that word, beloved, because, listen, regardless of what it is that we're going through, we should be able to rest in God's word, trusting and having faith in him, amen, and bringing us out, whatever it is that his provision says, amen. The next fruit is long-suffering, amen, and the Greek word for that is makrothumia, which means patience, endurance, forbearance, and fortitude. And so there's some things that God, amen, will deliver us from, amen, but there are going to be some things that we have to go through, amen. And so that next fruit is goodness, and the Greek word for that is agathosumi, which is virtue and beneficence. And the next fruit of the Spirit is faith, amen. Faith is one of the fruit of the Spirit, amen. So that means that surpasses your natural faith, amen. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit has a provision of faith that is fruit, amen. And the Greek word for that is pistis, and that means moral conviction, belief, and fidelity. Amen? And the next fruit of the Spirit is meekness, and that Greek word for meekness is, give me 1 minute because I got to be able to see. That Greek word is protes, and that's gentle, humility, and humbleness. And the next word is temperance, amen, and that's self-control, self-restraint, self-discipline, and moderation, praise God, amen. And so these are the fruits of the Spirit, amen. The fruit of the Spirit, like I said, is singular. I said fruits, but it's fruit, amen. And so we're going to look at the first one, which is love. The first and preeminent fruit of the Spirit is love. It is the supreme fruit because it is not just one of the many characteristics of God's nature. It is actually the very basis and essence of God's nature itself. 1 John 4:8. I'm going to ask that someone pull it up and read it. 1 John 4:8. This fruit that is love, amen, is the very basis and essence of God's nature. Amen. And if Christ is in us and if we are in Christ as he is in God, amen, that fruit needs to be born in us. Amen. And so anyone have 1 John 4:8? 1 John 4:8. Praise God.
I got it.
And that is, thank you, that's the epistle. Amen.
Yeah. Okay. 1 John 4:8 from the King James Version.
Mm-hmm.
He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love.
Amen. Is there more to that? Is there more to 4:8?
That's the whole verse.
Amen. And so it says, he that loveth not knoweth not God. And so it is important for those of us that proclaim that Christ is our Lord and our Savior, those of us that claim that we are born of the Spirit, amen, because the Bible says here, he that loveth not knoweth not God, amen. Right. So the absence of love is the absence of you knowing him, amen, praise God,
amen.
And so, beloved, this is why God says to us that they shall know us by the fruit that we bear, and that that fruit is love, because the very essence and nature of the Spirit of God that is in us is love. This is how we turn the other cheek, because of love. This is how we pray for our enemies, because of love. When we give them our shirt and our cloak too, because of love. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when Jesus turned those tables over, hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. In the temple, that too was love. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. Amen. Hallelujah. So it doesn't mean in love that we're going to always be passive. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Because sometimes people don't like the way we respond after they done raised hell, and they want to ask, where is the love? Heck, go to love right here. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Because people
Amen.
Don't want to be corrected.
Preacher.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, yes, this is the love right here. Amen. It says God is love. The fruit of love is, it was love when Jesus spoke to Peter. And he, when Peter spoke by the wrong spirit, he said, get thee behind me, Satan. Listen, that too was love. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. When he, hallelujah, when he told, hallelujah, when the man was coming to follow Jesus, amen, and he said, well, let me go bury my father. And Jesus said, well, let the dead bury the dead. Amen. Follow me. Amen. That was love. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Because we know the very essence and the nature of God is love. When he corrects us, it is love. For the Bible says that he does not he chastises those that he loves. Amen. And the bastard he will not. So if he consider you as a son, amen, or as a daughter, amen, you can expect some correction and some chastisement, amen. And so this is why we have to know our God, amen, hallelujah.
Amen.
We have to know
amen.
What the Bible defines love to be, praise God, amen, hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
And it's not always going to feel good, and it's not always going to go your way, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. And so, yeah, I just wanted to go there because sometimes we think it's just an even tone and it's just an agreement. And, it's, you know, sometimes love is no. Amen. Sometimes love is not now. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus. Sometimes, amen, hallelujah. Sometimes love will tell you that your slip is hanging. Amen. Hallelujah. And that ain't right. Hallelujah. That's
Amen.
Love. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Right. Amen. Because that keeps us on the straight and narrow path. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. That keeps us out of the path of wickedness. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And so we serve a God that corrects us and loves on us too. Amen.
That's right.
And so we want to come to know him, amen, in his in the basis of his essence and his nature, which is love. And we want to have in our relationships the essence and the nature of God. We want to bear this fruit of the Spirit. Amen. The fruit of love. Amen. The fruit of love is so important that the entire 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians is dedicated to love, filled with the whole, is dedicated to love. Amen. And let me just take a look at this. And examining the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5, let us read 13. Let us take our time, amen, because we're not in a rush. Praise God. This is Bible study, praise God. And I'm going to pull up 1 Corinthians 13 that we could read it and get it in our spirit, because sometimes those of us that are avid Bible readers, amen, we may have read 1 Corinthians 13 before, but there may be someone on the line that has never read it. Amen. Praise God. And this may be the first time that they're hearing it, and we want to be able to read this into their hearing. So we're going to ask that you pull up 1 Corinthians 13. It's only 13 verses. I'm going to ask that, amen, Sister Latasha, that you read from, and we want you to pull up the KJV, that we all have the same translation. And Sister Latasha, you could read from 1 to 6, and Sister Shirley, you could read from 8 through 13 if you can. Amen. This way we can hear what, and this word charity that is used here is love. Amen. The word charity means love. Amen.
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 So first, you said 1 Corinthians.
Chapter 13.
Okay. I got to pull it up from my phone. Chapter 13.
KJV.
KJV Corinthians.
And you're going to read 1 through 8. Amen. And may the anointing that is coming forth in this scripture, because the Holy Scripture is spirit and life. And everything in the Holy Scriptures, faith come by hearing and by hearing of the word of God. We're about to hear the word of God. And so this word is going to build our faith. This word is going to impart life into you. Amen. This word is going to impart spirit into you. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This word is living and active. This word is being spoken to bring about a change. Change is going to take place. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You may hear some things that you have not heard before, or you may have heard it and may have read away from it just a little bit. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But this word is going to put you right back in line, amen, with God. Amen. Hallelujah. Concerning love. Praise God. So we're not just reading it like we're reading any other book. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. When these words and this text is being read, we're going to show it honor, because we know the word to be Jesus. We know it. The same Jesus that was crucified on Calvary for our sins, him that died, was buried, and resurrected again, him that went up to heaven and sprinkled the blood on the mercy seat. Amen. We're talking about that kind of power, beloved.
Amen.
We're talking about that kind of power. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Amen. And hallelujah.
You,
and so I'm ready to receive. I'm ready to receive. You have to be ready. Be in the state of being ready to receive when the word is coming forth. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So I release the line to the readers.
1 Corinthians 13, King James Version. Verse 13, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or tinkling cymbal. And though, verse 2, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though, verse 3, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profited me nothing.
Amen.
Verse 4, charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Verse 5, doth not behave itself unseemingly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopes all things, endureth all things. And I think the next person reads.
Okay. Verse 8.
Yeah.
Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in pain shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Darkly, but then face to face, now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, love, hope, and now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And beloved, these scriptures were so powerful, and God is telling us how important it is for us to be in submission to the Holy Spirit, that the fruit and the character of God is born us. And so I ask you, do the world have this love? Do the world have this love?
No.
Why, amen, why is it impossible for the world to have this love?
It's impossible because God's Spirit is not in this. God is, I would say that people that's not saved on this earth would not know Jesus. So they're behaving and acting any kind of way. They don't possess the fruit of the Spirit.
Beloved, we have something to give to the world. And when we give to people that do not have anything in return as valuable to give back, amen, we build up treasure in heaven. God placed his Spirit in us, and because his Spirit is there, we have a privilege to operate in gifts of the Spirit, which we will study later, amen, and the fruit of the Spirit, which is the character and the very essence of God, amen? And so,
amen.
Beloved, amen, hallelujah, we are different, we are peculiar, we are not the same, so we can't look to the world and ask the world, why they acting like that, why they doing the things that they do. Amen. Listen, we have a helper, praise God. Amen.
Praise
we have
God.
Something that they do not have, hallelujah. Amen,
thank
hallelujah.
You.
We should not be walking like them, talking like them, cursing like them. Amen, hallelujah. We ought to forgive like Christ, love like Christ, show mercy yep. like Christ, forgive like Christ. Amen, hallelujah.
Amen.
We have his Spirit that helps us to do so. Yesterday, amen, I started to send out this message, amen, in response to something that I was feeling. Oh, I thank God for the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost said, don't you send it. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. He said, your trust and your hope is in me. Praise God. He said, I am your provision. Amen. I put that phone down, went to sleep, and I began to rejoice in the Lord. Amen. I began to thank him for his correction. Amen. Hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus. My
amen.
God. And I slept well last night. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And woke up with
God.
My heart filled with joy. Hallelujah. I thank God for our paracletos. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God. We truly have help. Amen. The Holy Spirit is not just around us. He is living on the inside. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Listen,
yes.
He is peace. He is the peace on the inside, amen? And so this says,
amen.
So I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, amen? And some of us, we do, amen? Apostle Paul says this, and have not charity. If I have not love, you can speak in tongues, but if you ain't got no love, something is wrong, amen? Amen? You can
amen.
Be the most educated with worldly wisdom, and if you don't have no love, amen? He says that we become as sounding brass. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Like two instruments just clinging together. Amen. A tinkling cymbal. Amen. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, so you could be working miracles and wonders. Amen. But if you have not love, the Bible says you are nothing. Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Sir.
I don't know about
Amen.
You. I didn't get saved to be nothing. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I hear the word talking to me today. I need this love. Praise God.
Yes.
I didn't get saved to be nothing. I didn't become born
Amen.
Again to be nothing. I don't fast
Amen.
And pray to be nothing. I don't turn
Glory
me up to be nothing. Hallelujah.
Ooh,
thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
Yes.
We got
hey.
To stand to lose too much. We got too much to lose. Amen.
Amen.
We must know
Amen.
Love. We must know love. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
We must walk
Glory
in love. We must operate. Hallelujah. The Bible says God is love. If you know
Amen.
God, then you know love. Hallelujah. God so loved
Amen.
The world that he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall what?
Glory to
but
God.
Shall have everlasting life.
Everlasting
this is
life.
What I'm talking about. God loved us so much. Amen. He came down 40 in two generations and
Ooh,
died our death
Jesus.
And paid our sin debt. We did not
yes,
deserve
did.
It. That's love.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God.
So when you get tired of giving love to people that don't deserve it, God gave his love to you and you didn't deserve it. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
So glory
Amen.
God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said that if we just, hallelujah, pray for those that pray for us, that we ain't no different than the world. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If we just love those that love us, we ain't no different than the world because the world
That's
loves
right.
those that love them. God holds
Amen.
Us to a higher standard, praise God,
Ooh,
of love.
Jesus.
He said, love
Amen.
Your enemy, praise God. Because the only way that they're going to come to know the love of God is if we that are the church that are born of the Spirit manifest in this kingdom love. Amen? In
Amen.
This kingdom love. Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
And I
Amen.
Don't know about you, but there's some fine-tuning that God has to do in my life. Amen? The Bible also says that those that love God obey him. Amen, my God. They obey his commandments.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And I tell you, God is a specific God. He's a God of detail. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And in this season of my life, there has been some things that has been going on that cannot go on no more because God is a God of detail. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it doesn't matter how much I may want to please man. I want to please God more. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
And so, beloved, this thing is not about pleasing man. Amen. Amen. Listen,
Amen.
We have to please God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Yes.
Thank you,
Ooh, Jesus.
Jesus. And so, amen, it is a love thing. Amen. And love have everything to do with it, according to the word of God. Amen. He said, because
Amen.
If you have not love, you are nothing. Praise God.
Ooh,
Amen.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And sometimes Ooh. We believe that love isn't supposed to hurt. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. But I remember my Christ. my Lord, my Savior.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. With the crown of thorns on his head. I know that hurt it. Amen. When they beat him. Amen. And scourged him and spit on him. Amen. And gave his clothes up for lots. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Separated it. Amen. When they hung him high and stretched him wide. When they put the nails in his hand and in his feet. Hallelujah, Jesus. Don't tell me that love don't hurt. Hallelujah, Jesus.
That's right.
Enter into his suffering and drink of his cup. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's going to hurt sometime. Hallelujah. Amen,
yes.
Hallelujah. But we ought to consider it all joy when we are suffering for the sake of this gospel. We're going to suffer for the sake of this gospel. Hallelujah, Jesus. It was painful. Hallelujah, when the creator of the world came into the world.
Mm-hmm.
In the world, his own creation knew him not. That was painful. Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus. And if they didn't know him, they're going to act like they don't know you that are born of the Spirit. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, beloved, you got to be encouraged. Amen. You have to expect some of these things to happen and take place. Praise God. God is preparing us. Hallelujah.
God.
He's preparing us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
He died for the very people that rejected him. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, I thank God for his love, amen.
Yes.
I just thank him, hallelujah, for love at a kingdom standard, my God. Amen, hallelujah.
Amen.
A love that will make a friend die for a friend. Amen, praise
amen.
God, hallelujah.
Amen,
Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes.
And so I just thank God for this study. Amen, hallelujah, because it brings us to a higher standard. It is building our faith. We are receiving an impartation even now as we hear and as we believe. We're not just saying, thank you, Jesus, praise God. Amen. We're not that type of people, amen. We don't just say amen to every and anything. We are the church. We are a discerning people. We are a peculiar people. We are a people of wisdom. Amen. Hallelujah. We are a people that walk by faith, a people of substance. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Listen, we're going to be encouraged today. Amen. Praise God. And then it says here in verse 3 of 1 Corinthians 13, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, amen, the Bible tells us it profit me nothing, amen. Listen, I know about profits and loss, amen, hallelujah. I'm trying to store up a treasure in heaven, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
I'm not trying to get there and have nothing. I don't do poverty well. Praise God. Hallelujah.
All right. Amen. Thank amen.
I refuse to be spiritually in poverty. Beloved, this is the mind we have to have. Amen. I have to come to know God through his scriptures, through his word. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I want to please him. That's a personal thing.
Yes.
Amen. We have to work out our own soul salvation with fear and trembling. Because I'm going to tell you something, Monday night prayer is not enough. Tuesday morning prayer is not enough. Wednesday night Bible study is not enough. Sunday school ain't enough. Amen. Amen. Sunday worship service is not enough. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. You need some personal time with him. He's a personal God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To get this impartation, there's going to be some prayers that you have to make in secret. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In secret. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Because he awards us openly. Amen. For the things that we do in secret. Amen. And so we can do all these things that if we have not love. And so, beloved, we have to have this love, this fruit of the Spirit. Amen. Charity suffereth long. Amen. Hallelujah. Some of you saying, God, it's been a long, long time. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible is agreeing with you. Charity suffereth long. Love suffereth long. Amen. And it is kind. Amen. It is kind when you don't want to be kind. Amen. Sometimes we want to speak out of our pain and our emotion, and sometimes we do. Amen? But I love at the end of this verse, the things that we used to do. The Apostle Paul said, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I spoke out of my emotion. When I was a child,
amen,
I could not long suffer. When I was a child, there were things that took place.
Yes.
I had tantrums, amen, and I wanted to know why. Amen, hallelujah, and I wanted to have my own way. But he said, when
yes,
I became a man, he said, when I matured spiritually, amen, hallelujah,
yes,
he
Jesus
said, I was able to put off those
ooh
things. I was able to
yes
find my way. I was able to cast down imaginations. I wasn't just
yes
saying anything. I was able to pull down strongholds when I matured in the Holy Ghost, hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Right.
So I believe
yes
that God is speaking words of maturation to us, amen, that the fruit of the Spirit, amen, is working in our lives, amen, and it's making us without spot and without wrinkle, amen, hallelujah.
Amen.
We may not, it may not feel good when you're growing up, amen, hallelujah, amen.
Yes.
The correction may
yes
not feel good, amen, the rebuke yes may not feel good, amen, hallelujah, Jesus. You may still be in a place that you're acting out, amen, but maturity soon come, amen. Maturity,
yeah,
praise God.
Amen.
Amen. So, beloved, amen, hallelujah. Sometimes when change is coming, amen, we want to choose that thing that is familiar over the change, amen. But Asia Sadie said to me, Ma, just choose the change. Don't choose familiarity. Just choose change, praise God.
Amen,
amen, hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus
amen
is the catalyst of change. There's no way you can stay the same. He came with the
yes
purpose to change you, to make your spirit new instantly, to transform that mind through the washing
yep
of the water of the word and by way of
yep
the Holy Ghost, amen, to subdue
yes
your flesh. Amen, hallelujah. He came
yes
to bring
right
about a change, amen. Grace ushers
yes
in change, amen, hallelujah.
Amen.
He will change you so much that you won't recognize yourself. Amen. And, beloved, that's
amen
a good thing. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you,
amen,
Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. To die is to live, says the word of God. To lose
amen
is to gain, says the word
that's
of
right
God. Hallelujah,
right,
Jesus. Amen.
You,
praise God.
Amen.
So we want to hold on to that. Amen. Beloved, it is time to spiritually maturate. Amen. It's time that we get to that place where we are singing these scriptures and speaking these scriptures, that we cast down imaginations and we pull down strongholds. We're blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed as we come and as we go.
Yes.
Are we really blessed? Amen. Hallelujah. It's time
amen
to live it. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah,
amen,
Jesus. We pulling down strongholds and casting down imaginations. Listen, that's a privilege. That's a Holy Ghost privilege. Hallelujah. That's authority and power and keys to the kingdom that has been given unto you because you believe. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. And so, beloved, you will never see 1 Corinthians 13 again. Amen. Hallelujah. And remember that there may be some things that you're going through. Amen. Hallelujah. And you may not be able to put off these things. Amen. But the Holy Spirit is working in your life. God is finishing the good work that he started. Amen. God is working. Amen. Hallelujah. And
amen
there will come a time when you are mature and you can put these things away. There will come a time when you wouldn't even consider these things. Amen. There's going to come a time. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. And we believe that that change is here now. Praise God. Hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus. Amen. And so, beloved, we do teach by the spirit of the word. And so everything is not in the handout that we gave, but it's in the scripture. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
And that's why it's important for you to be in the service, because when the Holy Spirit moves, we move with the spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. It is good to be present. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And examining the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5 and the fruit of the Spirit in 1 Corinthians 13, we see an amazing parallel. Amen. And so love in Galatians 5 and 1 Corinthians, it says, love seeketh not her own. Amen. Amen. Love seeketh not her own. Amen. Beloved, everything that we do, we ought to do highly unto the Lord. Everything
amen
that we do, we ought to do to bring glory to his name. Amen. Everything that we do, we ought to do it because we're trying to please him and not self. Amen. If we was real with one another, amen, there are some things that we do ain't got nothing to do with God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you,
amen.
Jesus. But, beloved, it's time to grow up. Praise God. Amen. Praise God.
Yeah,
amen. Amen. Joy. 1 Corinthians 13, amen, 6 says, love rejoices not in iniquity. Amen. And so joy is a rejoicing. Amen. But love does not rejoice in iniquity. Love does not rejoice in sin. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And then there's peace. And amen. 1 Corinthians 13, 5 says, love is not easily provoked. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So we know that peace is important. Amen. The Bible says to have peace with all men if possible. Amen. Praise God. We are no longer children of war. We have been plucked up from the kingdom of darkness and transplanted into the kingdom of light. Amen. Implanted by the rivers of living water. Hallelujah, Jesus. We are not children of war, but of peace. Amen. We have the keys to the kingdom that those that we encounter can hear this gospel and have peace with God again. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we usher in peace. Amen. Long suffering. Amen. And this right here says, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, no, peace. I'm sorry. Peace says love is not easily provoked. Peace says love is not easily provoked. Amen. And so, beloved, those of us that are still making excuses, those of us that are saying, well, you made me do this, and I'm responding to, you ought to have control over your spirit.
That's
amen.
Right.
You ought to have control over your spirit. Amen. No one should be making you do nothing.
That's
listen,
right.
You are making a choice to respond the way you respond. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Make sure
amen.
That your response is aligned with the character of God. Amen. Listen,
amen.
You get to practice this thing. Amen. Hallelujah. In
amen.
Your daily relationship, you get to check yourself and inspect your fruit. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Long suffering. Love suffers long, beareth all things, and endureth all things. Amen. Hallelujah. Gentleness. Love is kind. Goodness. Love envieth not and thinketh no evil. Amen. Faith. Believeth all things and hopeth all things. Amen. So we see the parallel between the fruit of the Spirit and the definition of love in 1 Corinthians 13. Beloved, those of you that have things going on in your background is being picked up through the service, and so I'm going to ask that either you stop it or that you mute your phone. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Pray, and that is love. That is love. Amen. That's instruction and love. Amen. When I am correcting people or about to enter into a conversation that could possibly be taken the wrong way in anything, can be taken the wrong way. There could be a misunderstanding about anything. Amen. And so I like to say I'm coming in the spirit of love. This is the icebreaker. Amen. And that is the spirit in which I would like to be received. Amen. I'm not your enemy. I'm not coming to attack you, accuse you, or tear you down. That is not why I'm coming. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so, amen. Hallelujah. I like to own the narrative in the conversation. I like to be able to set the atmosphere. Whatever, I don't know what's brewing in your heaven. Amen. But I'm coming in the spirit of love. Let's reset this atmosphere. Amen. Beloved, when you speak into the cosmos, the kingdom systems that was moved begin to become divinely aligned. When you speak into the cosmos, when we proclaim the gospel, we proclaim it into the world, into the cosmos. And those things that was moved in a person's life and in their heavens begin to become divinely aligned. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And so meekness says, love vaunteth not itself and is not puffed up. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God is still working on me. Praise God. Amen. And temperance is love does not behave itself unseemly. That temperance, you got to control your spirit, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to be able to control your tongue, the members of your body. Amen. Praise God. Self-control is a part of the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. And it says love does not behave itself unseemly. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Do anybody have any questions, or would you like to share anything concerning what we just read so far or concerning 1 Corinthians 13? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. We want to leave the floor open right now. If anyone would like to share anything or a testimony or whatever, amen, concerning 1 Corinthians 13 or what, amen, praise God. And so, beloved, now we're going to move on.
Daryl Golden.
Praise God, too. Amen. In reality, all of the qualities of the fruit of the Spirit listed in Galatians are exemplified and embodied in genuine love. Amen. There are three different Greek words that can be translated as the word love. As a matter of fact, there's many words that I found, storge and all of that other stuff, but we're not going to get into that. Amen. The words here are eros, which is a romantic love, and they say that this love is not used in the Bible. Amen. But I believe that this romantic love should be had between a husband and wife in covenant. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And then there's philia, which is a friendly or brotherly love. And Hebrews 13:1 says, let brotherly love continue. Amen. Those of us who are born of the Spirit, we are all sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. Amen. We ought to have a brotherly love for one another. Amen. We have to pay attention to how we are responding to treating one another. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we are held accountable. Amen. Praise God. Agape is sacrificial, selfless love, sometimes translated as charity. And that's the love that we saw in 1 Corinthians 13. That's the love that when it said God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Amen. Praise God. That's that love that when Jesus said unto Peter, Peter, do you love me? Three times, praise God, amen. And when it got to the third time, Peter said, Lord, you know, you know, you know. And beloved, we have to get to that place where we know that God knows all things, that there is nothing that is hidden from him. Sometimes we have to say, Lord, search my heart. Hallelujah. Praise God. Ooh, I felt that. Hallelujah. Because amen. We want to get this thing right. We don't want to deceive ourselves. We want to get this thing right, praise God. Amen. So 1 John 3:16 says, hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Ooh, that's powerful. Amen. He laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our life for the brethren. Amen. And so in the preaching of this gospel, amen, and we may not have not experienced it in our day, but you have to remember that they was persecuted, beheaded, amen, crucified upside down, amen. I believe with Peter, amen, the skin peeled off of them with boiling oil, amen. Hallelujah. Listen, to wear a collar and to say that you are a preacher of the gospel is dangerous in places. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And it can get dangerous right here in the United States of America. Amen. Listen, you watch and see. Amen. Hallelujah. With all of these crazy laws that they are passing that is against the word, as a nation, the United States of America have sinned against God. I pray for the United States of America all the time. Because I want our nation to have peace. I repent on behalf of my nation. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Because we have too much foolishness going on. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Amen. And listen, I have parked my car and I'm looking for my car. And here come Asia Sadie. And she says, in God we trust. She said, my heckle, your car right here. Because my license plate say, in God we trust. And it was so funny that she said that, Because when they asked me at the motor vehicle, what license you want? And when I saw "In God We Trust," I said, that's mine right there. Praise God.
That's
amen.
All right.
We was amen. Founded on these principles. Amen. How did we amen. Get so far off? How did we get so far away? Amen. Praise amen. God. Matthew, amen, 22:37-40 says, Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And, beloved, before I move any further, I'm going to ask you, have you really been loving him like that? He said, love, amen, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Have we loved him like that? Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Yes, we can do better. Amen. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, or on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Amen. That's why in Galatians it says, against these there is no law. Amen. Hallelujah. Against these there is no law, because all of the law is hanging on that love. Amen. Praise God. If we could just master that, praise God. If we could just surrender unto the Spirit and let him do his thing in us. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Love is in you already. Amen. Let love unlock the door and let it flow. Amen. Hallelujah. Love is the greatest fruit of the Spirit that we can ever manifest. If we manifest the fullness of philia and agape love, the other fruit of the Spirit will also be present. Amen? Beloved, did we get that? Praise God.
Amen.
We're going to move forth to joy. Amen? True joy is one of the most delightful fruits of God's spiritual garden. When we manifest joy, unbelievers are attracted and enticed. Because joy is something that everyone desires to have. Amen? I'm going to give you this. The joy of the Lord is not the same as the joy of the world. Godly joy is wholesome and pure and cannot be found in the pleasure of gratifications of the world. This ain't no temporary thing. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. It can only be found in God's presence. Amen? Psalm 16:11 says, Then will show me the path of life. In thy presence is the fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Amen. Mm-hmm. And beloved, you think about it. Amen. We have unlimited access to the throne of grace. Amen. Hallelujah. We are already seated in heavenly places with Jesus. Amen. I don't know why there is not a partaking. Amen. You are in his presence. Amen. The presence of the Lord is his Spirit. Amen. His Spirit is all around you and in you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Stir up the gift that is on the inside. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Listen, we should let nothing rob us of our joy. Amen? It is not as the world gives it. It's not fleeting. It's not fleeting. Amen? The church in the book of Acts experienced terrible persecution, yet these believers were able to have the fruit of joy despite their physical sufferings. Amen? And I experienced that today. Amen. Listen, I wanted to pick up the phone and call my sister. And when I went to reach for the phone, I realized that she was not going to answer. Amen. And as I was listening to Pandora, amen, this song came on about usher into the presence of the Lord. Amen. Boy, I began to cry out to God. Amen. And where there was sorrow, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Through my praise, it was replaced with joy. Amen. Praise God. And I was crying and laughing at the same time because I was just thanking God for his provision. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. It was a strange thing. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I thank God. Beloved, we have to have it the way the Bible says. We have to let the word order our steps. Amen. Hallelujah. If you lack it in joy, get in his presence. Praise God.
Amen.
If there's a spirit of heaviness on you, provoke yourself to praise. Because he said, I give you the garment of praise. Once I read the word, I step into that thing.
Amen. Hallelujah. You got to step into it. You got to embrace it. You got to grab hold of it with your faith. You got to believe it with everything that you got. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Jesus is real. Amen. Yes, hallelujah. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Acts 5:41 says, and they, the disciples, departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to count it all joy. Amen. It's a privilege to suffer for this gospel. It is a privilege to be rejected. It is a privilege. It is a privilege, beloved. Hallelujah, Jesus. It is a privilege. Hallelujah. They hated the Christ. They will hate you too. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're not going to fit in everywhere. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to his name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is unspeakable, which means inexplicable and unexplainable. Amen. And sometimes we just can't explain it. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a spiritual thing. Amen. Sometimes it's beyond our own comprehension. Amen. But we know that it is so. Amen. Those
Amen.
Who are filled with the Holy Ghost can have joy even when circumstances are difficult and painful. Amen. Praise God. 1 Peter 1:8 says, amen. 1 Peter 1:8. Amen. Praise God. Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, in whom thou now ye see him, and not ye believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love. Amen. I didn't read it right the first time. Amen. You got to read this word right. Amen. In whom thou now ye see him. And why do we see him? Amen. Because we got the Holy Ghost. We can see. Amen. Amen. We can hear. And the seeing is in the hearing. Amen. That's what Prophet D.J. Williams said. The seeing is in the hearing. Amen. Beloved, listen, amen. You're not going to see Jesus. Amen. When he step on a cloud, unless you hear him first. He's going to call his sheep. Amen. He said, the seeing is in the hearing. You got to cultivate that hearing. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And it says here, amen, yet believing you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. When the Spirit dwells within us, we can choose to live in self-pity or we can choose to live in joy. Beloved, I keep telling you, you're making a choice. Amen. You can choose to live in self-pity or you can choose to live in joy. Self-pity is not going to help you. It's going to rob your joy. But joy brings a strength and courage even in times of trials. Amen. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 4:12 through 13. I'm going to ask that somebody read that. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 through 13. Self-pity will rob you of your joy, but when you choose to be in joy, even though you're going through, it brings us strength and courage. That's why the Bible says that, excuse me, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. The joy of the Lord. Amen. And where do you find the joy of the Lord? In his presence. In his presence Amen. Is the fullness of joy. Amen, beloved. Listen, the Holy Spirit is laying it out to us today. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You don't have no joy. We're telling you how to get it. How do you get joy? How do you get joy, beloved?
By having inner peace. By having inner peace with God.
In his presence.
In his
presence.
Look in the Word, beloved. The Word answers everything. The only way you're going to get this joy is being in his presence. Amen. Hallelujah. In the presence of the Lord is the fullness of joy. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It's right here in the place.
If self-pity is trying to rob you of your joy, what are you to do?
Get in that word.
Cast it down. Pull it down.
Get in his presence, beloved. Get in his presence. How do you get into the presence of the Lord?
praise and worship. Praying.
There you go. He inhabits the praises of his people. The moment you open up your mouth and praise, he's in your mouth. Amen.
Amen.
And beloved, believe it or not, he's already in you. The Holy Spirit will be with you that believe always. Amen. When you listen, how many of us was baptized in water? Everybody was baptized in Jesus' name?
Everybody.
Yes. I know I was.
Beloved,
yeah.
When you was baptized in water, did you come up dry?
No.
No.
So when you're baptized in the Holy Spirit, he's all over you. He's all around
yes.
you. He's all in your atmosphere. You've been baptized in the Spirit. He's all around you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The moment
Amen.
You praise, you make it active. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to
mm-hmm.
know this, the power that you have in Christ.
Amen.
And not only is he your atmosphere, he's in your spirit. Praise God.
Amen.
So if you don't have joy, how do you get joy?
By getting in his presence.
And how do
his
you get presence. In his presence? And how do you get in his presence?
By
praising
oneself.
That's right. Get in communion with him. Amen. Go to the throne of grace. Praise God. Hallelujah. Talk to your God. Wherever you are, you ain't got to get down on your knees. Amen. Let your heart bow down on the inside. Talk to him
That's
where
right.
you are. Amen. Provoke his presence. Amen. Hallelujah.
That's right.
I used to say that if you call on the name of a deity, he has to show up. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
His presence.
Amen.
Listen, you got the tools. You got the tools. Wallow in self-pity, because the little bit of joy you think you have, he's going to rob you of that. Amen?
Sure.
No, rejoice. Count it all joy. And God
mm-hmm.
is going to strengthen you, because the joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen?
That's right.
Usher yourself in his presence. I don't have to call the apostle. Amen. I don't have to call the prophet, the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Praise God. I'm going to encourage myself. I'm going to get in his presence. I'm going to develop this intimate relationship. Amen. Hallelujah. And in his presence, amen, you know he's going to answer every adversary of your soul. Praise God. Amen.
Yes.
Amen, beloved. Amen. And I'm not disputing the scripture when it says that if you are sick, call for the elders in the church. Do that. Amen. But there's something about the intimacy of the relationship between you and your God. Amen. This thing
Amen.
Is personal. This thing is personal. Sometimes we can't reach nobody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. And we're not going to be defeated because we can't reach man. Because man ain't our help no way. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus is on the main line. Praise God. Don't bypass Jesus. Don't
Amen.
Pass him by.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't
Amen.
Bypass him.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Nobody can help you
All
like
right.
he can.
Amen.
You
say
gotta,
it again.
You got to really believe what you say you believe. That the name
Amen.
Of the Lord is a strong tower and those that run to it shall be saved. You got to believe
Amen.
That then. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus. I know one thing I'm leaving out of this study, believing more than I ever believed before. Praise God. My faith is activated. My faith has increased. My faith right
Amen.
Now is going from faith to faith. Why? Because I'm a hearer of this word and I believe. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. Beloved, you got to proclaim this day. Amen. We got new tools in our arsenal now. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. Because the way he used to rob us of our joy before, it ain't going to happen. Self-pity, you can't live here. You got to go. I recognize you. I'm going to call you by your name. I cast you out in Jesus' name. I pull down the stronghold and cast down the imagination of self-pity in the name of Jesus.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Help yourself. Help yourself to
Hallelujah.
The throne of grace. Help yourself to Jesus. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Be empowered. Get empowered. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus,
Glory
we have to be
God.
Strong from the pulpit to the door. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. Hallelujah. Amen. I prayed for Sister Tamara today. After I prayed for Sister Tamara, boy, I was sitting in my bathroom crying for my sister. Praise God. Hallelujah.
That's
I thank
right.
God for the comfort. Amen. Amen. One minute you praying for somebody, next minute you praying for yourself. Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus. This thing
yes.
is real. We all going through. Amen. Ain't nobody exempt. Praise God.
That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. We all need Jesus. We all need Jesus. Praise God.
Amen.
I need the
Amen.
Comforter. Praise God. 1 Peter 4:12-13, what does that say? Amen.
Okay.
We're going to get through this lesson.
I have it if you're ready for me to read it.
I'm ready for you to read it, Brother Darryl Golden.
Okay, thank you. 1 Peter 4, is that right? 12 through 13?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I want to make sure I'm in the right place. All right. Verse 12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as thou some strange thing happen unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. And for
anybody going through any trial, just through 13, anybody going
okay,
through any
you.
Trial? Thank you for reading. Anybody going through any trials? The Bible says, find it not strange. The enemy
mm-hmm.
riding you all night long, find it not strange. The enemy trying to make you doubt your salvation, find it not strange. He's trying to make you doubt your God, find it not strange. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, are we getting this? Find it not strange. And then it says, rejoice. Amen. So while the enemy's trying to talk to your mind, you need to rejoice. Amen. Hallelujah. While these fiery trials are coming upon you, you need to rejoice. Amen. Who was it, amen, that praised while they was in the prison? Amen. And they praised so well. Amen. Hallelujah. That the gates opened. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There was an earthquake. Amen. Amen, beloved. We got to praise. Move the heavens. Move the earth with your praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I still believe that we ain't got to praise like the early church had it. Earthquakes was happening. Gates was opening. Amen. Praise God. I like it like that. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Shake the heavens and the earth with your praise. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We think we're doing something because we say a little hallelujah for 5 minutes. My God.
Mm-hmm.
Pray in faith. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
My God, praying to somebody get well. Praying to the enemy leave
yes.
you alone. Praise him, my God.
Amen.
Amen. Are you, Amen. You listen, when you can praise God and the enemy let your mind go, you know you got something. When you can praise God and your sickness go away, you know you got something. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Try him at his word. Try him at his word. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
The joy of the Lord is our strength. When we are joyous, we are strong. Amen.
Amen.
Nehemiah 8:10 says, then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For the day is holy unto our Lord, neither be ye sorry. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen, beloved. Do you believe that? Praise God.
Believe.
Amen. The
Amen.
Only fight that we should be fighting is the good fight of faith. We want to war about everything. Amen. It is customary for us to war. But the Bible says believe. Amen. Hallelujah. Fight to keep your faith in Christ. He is the word. Amen. Fight to keep
Amen.
Your faith there. Rest in that. Hallelujah. Grab you a scripture and say, you know what? While you doing that, I'm going to rest in this. I'm going to believe in my God. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to believe in my God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Peace as Christians, we have the promise of peace in our heart. Jesus Christ is described in Isaiah 9:6 as the Prince of Peace. Since we have Christ in us, we actually have the Prince of Peace dwelling within our hearts. Amen. Beloved, every part of this fruit, amen, is in you. Every part of it. Amen. Jesus
amen.
Christ, amen. Let me read John 14:27. Jesus said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Here we go again. Not as the world giveth.
give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Amen. I don't care what you're going through. Amen. Never. Praise God. Amen. If your faith is in Christ, there is no worry. Where there is worry, there's a sign of unbelief. And Hebrew tells you that. Amen. And so, beloved, I like to say, I like to govern myself, because where I am worrying, there's things that I believe God for. Amen. Without no promise. But where there is worry, I have to check myself. I have to get into the presence of God and in the Word. Amen. Hallelujah. I have to give that thing to Jesus. Amen. And I have to trust Him for it all over again. Amen. I got to rest in that. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes we have to give our kids to Him, because there's things that's beyond our control, and we got to rest in Him. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sometimes our grandchildren, sometimes our situations and our circumstances.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And we have to believe that He's going to give us the grace to endure and bring us out. Amen. Hallelujah. Or He's going to change it in the midnight hour. Whatever He does is fine with me. Amen. Praise God.
Yes.
Amen. When we genuinely place the control of our lives into God's hands, we can relax and experience peace.
Mm-hmm.
If God is truly in control, we don't have to worry or fret. We can rest in God and enjoy the peace of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And beloved, these are the things that we have to put in practice. Amen. Listen, sometimes coming into Christ, we have habits of the world. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes our faith is misplaced, even in all the wrong things. Amen. But we have to allow the water of the washing of the Word to work, the Word to build our faith. Amen. We need our mind to be transformed. We need it to be spiritualized. Amen. Hallelujah. And we have to rest in Christ. We have to rest in Christ. Amen. New thinking, new habits, new mind. The heart is new. Amen. Hallelujah. The mind is being transformed. Amen. We are new creatures, new creations. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Philippians 4:6. Don't start dragging now. Y'all get excited. Amen. It's only 9:16. We still talking about Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't get that's right. Pep up. Hallelujah. Don't get tired now. Praise God. Amen. There you go, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I remember, amen, I grew up at Salvation Deliverance Church. Lord, we used to have service all day. Sunday school, Sunday service, Sunday night service. And we used to walk back uptown to 131st Street just singing songs of Zion, amen? And our long skirts with our dollies on our head, not concerned about what's going on around us, just rejoice and praise God. Amen?
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus. Amen?
That's the truth.
And, beloved, you can have that. In your personal space, you got to rejoice. You got to get in them. Amen? Praise God. Boy, we couldn't wait for them to say there was service. Don't let it be all week service. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. Is it, we was glad when they said unto us, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. In His presence, listen, in the company of the saints, it was amazing. Amen. But we still have that privilege. We didn't lose that privilege today. We didn't lose that privilege. But I believe that God, in this season, is developing an intimate relationship with His people. For when Jesus stepped on a cloud, your pastor can't hear for you. Amen? You got to hear to be changed. Amen?
That's right.
The shepherd is going to call his sheep. Cultivate your hearing. Develop this relationship. Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen, because I'm going to be changed in the twinkling of an eye. I don't have time to run out and say, did you hear him? Did you hear him? Did you hear him? This thing is going to be so quick. Praise God. Amen. Two going to be in the bed, and one is going to be gone. Two going to be in the field, and one is going to be gone. Beloved, I'm holding on to the faith because I want to be changed. I want to go when he comes. If it's in time of living, I want to just put on glory. Amen. The Bible says that the dead in Christ is going to rise up, and those of us that are alive are going to be changed. In the twinkling of the eye, I'm trying to go home. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm happy about that. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. Being with the Lord. Amen. Amen. Being absent from this body. I'm glad about that. Praise God. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. But in God's time, praise God. In his due season. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So Philippians, we read Philippians 4, 6 through 7. How do we cultivate this fruit of peace? How do we cultivate the fruit of peace, beloved? What does the Bible say?
Don't worry about anything, but in all your prayers,
the Bible
ask God
says,
for what you need.
Amen. That's a good way. Any other way to cultivate the fruit of peace?
If you keep your heart stayed on Jesus, he'll keep you in perfect peace.
That's the word. If you meditate upon his word day and night, that he will keep your mind in perfect peace, beloved. Listen, the word of God has all the answers. Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
All we have to do is hear them and obey them. Let them build your faith. So we have to keep our minds focused upon him. I love those old songs of Zion. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Beloved, you got to stay on Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes people think that we talk about Christ too much. Listen, that's just too bad. You don't know the things I'm battling. Hallelujah.
Right.
I'd rather talk about this other foolishness. Amen. I have to talk about Jesus. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Thinking on your problem brings frustration and anxiety, but thinking on the Lord brings peace. Thinking on the Lord brings peace. On the Lord brings peace.
Amen.
Amen. Ain't no sense in being frustrated. Ain't no sense in being anxious. Amen. The Bible says be anxious for nothing, but in everything, what? Prayer and supplication. Praise God. Listen, the scriptures is real. The scriptures is real, beloved. Amen. They are power. Praise God. Amen. We have to know them for ourselves. And you all have this handout. You have all the scriptures. Amen. I send it out to you in a text message. I took out time. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 26 and 3 says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Amen. Beloved, let him be your meditation. Amen. Hallelujah. Tonight, when I leave this line, amen. Hallelujah. When I go to bed, I'm going to put on my scripture, and I'm going to open up that church app, and it's going to read all the scriptures that's there. That's how I like to go to sleep. Amen. Praise God. I want to keep my mind stayed on him. I want to let the Bible read to me, and I want to agree. In Jesus' name. Every now and then again, I wake up and say, amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, you got to keep your mind stayed on him, amen. You got to pray that he give you dreams, amen, that originate from the Holy Ghost, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Whatever you meditate on when you go to sleep, that's going to be what's working. Praise God, amen.
Yes.
And when you wake up, let that be your first communion, amen, with the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And then while you're going throughout the day, let your spirit rejoice in him. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. We're giving you good tools tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Long-suffering. How much time we got? 9:22. We got time for long-suffering. Amen? Long-suffering. Amen. As its name suggests, we may have to suffer a long time to cultivate this fruit. Praise God. You know, and that's one thing. You start asking God for things. You start going through things. Lord, give me patience. And then things start happening. Sometimes I'd be like, listen, hold it, Jesus. Just give me 1 week. Amen. This week I ain't asking for nothing. Praise God. You start asking God for things. You start going through some things. Amen.
That's right.
The Lord is our best example of long suffering. He was patient and long suffered with us. He is still patient and long suffering with us every day.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Psalms 86 and 15 says, but thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious long suffering and plenteous in mercy and truth. Amen. How many of us affirm that? Amen. Praise God. I'm a witness of that. Amen. He truly long-suffered with me.
Second, and as he long-suffered with us, beloved, we have to long-suffer with others. Amen. We can't get frustrated in the proclamation of the gospel because they don't get it right away. Sometimes people have a stony heart, and the Bible says that this word is like a hammer, bang. Amen. Hits at the stony heart and breaks it away. Amen. And so, listen, you got a good tool. They got a stony heart. You got a good tool for it. Amen. The word is like a hammer. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Pull out your hammer. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. And do it in love, but do it in love. Because we learned today, without love, we just a tingling brass. Bang, bang. Without love, we don't have nothing. So whatever we do, beloved, we have to do it in love, not to hurt people, not to bring shame upon them. Amen. Hallelujah. But that we may gain them as a brother and sister in Christ. Amen. Okay. We have to let God motive be our motive. Amen. Praise God. This thing is real. It's real. Amen. 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long suffering to us ward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. So listen, he don't want any to perish. Amen. He's not slack. He's not like man. Amen. Hallelujah. This is why we need the spirit. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. So we thank God for the spirit that we can long suffer. This is the fruit of his spirit bearing in us. We could go beyond human limitations, human boundaries. We could tap into heaven's provision, that's the spirit, heaven's economy, that's Christ right there too, amen, praise God, and his power without measure, amen, amen, we have help here, tap into your help. We need to understand and avoid the common varieties of impatience, impatience with God's schedule and timing, amen, hallelujah, I believe a lot of us, amen, had a problem with that, amen, hallelujah, because sometimes we want God to come right now, praise God. But I love that scripture. I've been meditating on that scripture, Ecclesiastes 3:1, to everything there is a season and a time for every purpose up under the sun. Discern your seasons, beloved. Listen to last Sunday's message. It was powerful, amen. Listen, we have the Holy Spirit. We have the anointing of the sons of Issachar, amen. We have this spirit, amen. There is a spirit of the Lord, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of might, the spirit of the fear of the Lord, the spirit of, you got it all. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So you are not in lack. Tap in to your provision. Amen. Praise God. We have to discern the season, and then we need the wisdom to know what to do in that season. That is the anointing of Issachar. Amen. Hallelujah. We have the Holy Ghost like that. Amen? Galatians 6:9. And when your season shifts, beloved, the only way that you know that there's a shift of the season is by way of the Spirit. But if you abide in him, you ain't got to worry about the shift because you're moving with him anyway. Amen? Hallelujah. You're moving. When he shifts, you shifting. Abide in him. Abide in him. Abide in him. Amen? You ain't got to worry about missing the shift. Praise God. Amen?
That's right.
Praise God. Listen, I'm not trying to miss it. Praise God. I'm trying to make it. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Galatians 6:9. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Amen. Beloved, let us not be weary. And sometimes we can get weary. This is why we need these scriptures. Amen. To encourage us along the way. Amen. Psalms 27:14 says, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Sometimes we get mad at people because instead of waiting on the Lord, we waiting on people. Amen? When they don't do what we think that we should do, probably things that they can't even do anyway, ain't even capable of. Amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. But when we're waiting on the Lord, hallelujah, my God, we know that man may fail us, but not the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody's focus is shifting right now off of man and onto Christ. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Impatience during trials. James 1:2-4. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations, trials adversities. Ooh, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Amen. 2 Timothy 4:5 says, but watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, hardships, trials, do the work of an evangelist, and make full proof of thy ministry. You don't have to be an evangelist to do the work of an evangelist. Apostle Paul said that we should all be doing the work of an evangelist. Amen? Praise God. Amen. That means we ought to be a witness to unbelievers. Amen. We ought to be a witness to unbelievers. But, beloved, meditate on these scriptures, especially that James 1:2-4. That is very encouraging. Amen. We have to let patience have its perfect work in us. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I mean, yeah. I've fallen into some trials. How many of us have fallen into some diverse temptations and trials and adversities? Amen. We're going through some things sometimes. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. But what does it say? Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Guess what's happening? Your faith is being tried. Whose report are you going to believe? Amen.
Yeah.
Whose report? Your faith is being tried. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hold fast to the faith, beloved. The Bible tells us that in the last days, that there will be a falling away from the faith. It didn't say the church. It said the faith. Praise God. Beloved, keep the faith. Faith in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And patience with others. Amen. You getting impatient with others? Read this. Ephesians 4:1-2. I therefore, Paul, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye were called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing, suffering, enduring, put it up with one another in love. Amen. Sometimes it can be hard, but when we read this word, then we, you know, it kind of straightens us out. Amen. It encourages us to endure with one another. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And not to be so quick to sever ties. Amen. Hallelujah.
Right.
Amen. But if you got to go, you got to go. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But let the word encourage you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Long-suffering is one of the majestic characteristics of mature and developed Christians. Amen. And so, beloved, when we come back together, we're going to start on gentleness. This is the fruit of the Spirit. We're going to take our time because, listen, God is working in our heart through this study. Amen. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
He is truly working in our heart. Amen. And before we close out tonight, amen, I'm going to ask that, amen, Sister Shirley, I'll be pulling and tugging on her, and I keep telling everyone else, amen, beloved, make sure that you know how to do the altar call because there will be a time that you are called on. Amen, to do an altar call, amen, hallelujah, even in your ministry, amen, as you are being a witness to someone, sometimes people don't know how to pray. You may have to walk them through the sinner's prayer, amen, praise God. And the way you walk them through the sinner's prayer here, the way you practice it here will make you effectual in the field, amen. And so, mm-hmm. Sister Shirley, I'm going to ask that you just do the altar call, amen, hallelujah, and that is the call to discipleship. We don't have these studies for nothing, that there may be someone on the line whose heart is pricked, and we need to give this invitation to salvation, amen?
Amen.
Amen. So I release the line of Sister Shirley.
Okay, God bless you, everyone, and giving honor to God.
God bless you, woman of God. Amen.
Just want to thank and praise God for another day that we came on the line to come together. But right now, this is the most important part of what we are learning tonight, and that
Amen.
Is to give our hearts, turn our hearts and our lives over to the Lord. And if you just pray this simple prayer with me, at the end of this prayer, you will be saved, and if you were to die tonight, you will go home to be with the Lord. But right now, we are here to let you know, just repeat these words, is that, Lord Jesus, I stand before you a sinner. I ask that you forgive me of my sins. I believe that you died.
I ask that you forgive me for my sins. I believe you died.
For all of my sins.
For all of my sins.
And I thank you for saving me.
And I thank you for saving me.
As you do this for me.
As you do this for me.
I will serve you.
I will serve you.
For the balance of my life.
For the balance of my life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And I'm here to tell the devil Satan.
And I'm here to tell the devil Satan.
With you.
I am through with you.
Devil, I am through
devil,
with the world.
With you.
I am through with the world.
I am going to serve my Jesus. I'm going to serve Jesus Christ.
I'm going to serve Jesus Christ.
My soon coming King.
My soon coming King.
In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And
thank
beloved,
you.
All of heaven rejoices at one soul that give their
Amen.
Life to Christ. Amen, hallelujah. Even those of us that were saved when I was growing up, we believe just in rejoicing and being in fellowship with those at the altar. When they used to repeat it, we used to repeat it with them too. Praise God, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus, amen, hallelujah. And some of us needed to repeat it, praise God, amen. But it was all right. We used to join right in, amen, hallelujah.
Amen.
Because we know the privileges of salvation, amen, praise God, hallelujah. Sometimes people don't want to be the first to the altar. And so sometimes the saved person have to break the ice and get down to that altar. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Listen, whatever it takes. Hallelujah. This is real. Whatever it takes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes people don't want to walk alone. You got to tell them I'll walk with you. Amen.
Amen.
Whatever it takes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We want them saved. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. We want God to be glorified in their life. Amen. Hallelujah. So it's not about just sitting and looking around. Oh, they repenting today. No. Amen. Hallelujah. That's not what it's about. Amen. When the altar call was given, we were praying. Amen. We weren't just watching. And when they said it, boy, we was rejoicing. Amen. Hallelujah. The church would go up. And praise
that
God
right.
like never before, amen? Because
yes,
we got to learn to rejoice when heaven rejoices, amen?
Yes,
we got
Lord.
Another soul for Jesus, amen?
Yes,
hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus, amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah, free from the kingdom of darkness, right
yes.
standing with God, amen? Hallelujah.
Yes.
And so, beloved, amen, we all working together, amen, for this thing to take place. Everybody's working,
mm-hmm.
amen, praise God. The pastor don't work alone. Your rejoicing helps. Your praising helps. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. So I just wanted to say that because we got to learn the right way. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. That's right. Get excited. Don't get tired in the service. Praise
yes.
God. Get excited. Hallelujah.
All
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let your joy show forth. Praise God.
Yes.
Amen.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And so, beloved, if there's anyone that wants to share, amen, you know, how the lesson blessed you, because, you know, we're not really watching the time. Amen. Hallelujah.
That's all
amen.
Right. Praise
but,
the Lord. That's okay.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. And so we want you to be able to share if there's anything that pricked your heart or really stood out or increased your faith. Amen. Or something that you feel like you need to meditate on or something that was reinforced today through the word. This word is power. Amen. I tell
amen.
You something. The word of God is so powerful. It truly came with a provision tonight. It uplifted my head. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I'm thanking God for his provision and me being able to walk out his provision because we don't want to just be hearers of the word. We want to walk this word out. We want
That's
to be
right.
smack
Amen.
Dab in the middle of it. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So I want to hear your heart because you may have something that may encourage someone else, praise God, amen. And so
amen.
Tonight we're going to start with Sister Latasha. Sister Latasha, are you sharing tonight? Sister Latasha, we can't hear you. We still can't hear you. Okay, so I don't want my phone to die on us tonight, so we're going to move on to Sister Shirley. Are you sharing tonight?
Just briefly, you know, I just want to thank and praise God because so many things prick my heart. You know, I've been I've been life walk for more than 40 years now. And
praise God.
I'm grateful to God. I'm grateful to God because it doesn't even seem like that long ago, but when I think about the stuff that I've been through, it's been that long. But I'm grateful to God for maturing in the spirit. And you touched on that tonight about becoming mature in the spirit. I'm grateful to God for that because as we grow in anything that we do, we have to allow ourselves to mature. And with maturity comes learning. If you are open to learn, if your heart is open to learn, God is able to fulfill that scripture where he says he will change your mind. Your mind will become changed. And this walk, this is not just a phase that we go through. This is a life walk. This becomes your way of life. And anything that becomes your way of life, the more you learn, the better at it you become. And the more you learn about God, the Word, and prayer and supplication unto the Lord, the more you learn, the more this life walk will become so easy until that you will look around at people as you go on your day-to-day basis and you will say, Lord, how can these people survive without you?
My God.
So I'm grateful to God for becoming mature in the Lord, and I'm not done learning. I'm not done learning, but I know how to take things and thrive. When somebody talk about me, when somebody say something about me, somebody hurt my feelings, I know how to take these things and stride, and I don't react to them because the way that the devil wants us to react, because your reaction is going to tell a lot about you and your walk.
Amen.
So
amen.
We have to constantly get closer and closer to God. And just like Apostle said, it comes with prayer, fasting, Bible study, and just communicating with God. Because as we communicate with him, he's going to communicate with us. And he will teach us.
Amen.
He will teach us, but we have to be open to learn. Okay? God bless you, everybody.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. We thank God for that share. And so those that are proselytes, you have something to look forward to. This is a journey. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And you want to keep this faith. The key is to stay in the race. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thanks.
Amen. Keep believing. That's the key. I don't care if you crawling, walking, keep moving, but in the faith. Amen. Stay in the way of Christ. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sister Tamara Williams, are you sharing tonight?
Well, I learned that, now I'm learning that perseverance is important. You have to keep persevering. But when you go through something, whatever it is, the joy of the Lord is your strength. So you to seek his presence and keep going into his presence and pressing into him. As you draw near to him, he'll draw near to you.
That's right.
And the more that you praise and worship him, the more you praise him, the more that you will receive joy. And the spirit of, when you put on the garment of praise, you'll lose the spirit of heaviness. So it's true. Because the more that you go through something, the more that you glorify God. It's not just giving glory to him and that's it. It's you're giving glory to him and then something happens inside you where you start to feel better.
Amen.
And that's the joy. So what I learned is, yes, I learned that you got to persevere and you have to put off your childish ways, which for me, that's a whole teaching in and of itself. But you have to take off your childish ways, and you got to move forward in the Lord.
Amen.
And press in to his presence and receive a fullness of joy.
Mm-hmm.
So I learned that from this teaching. So glory to God, because he's ever faithful.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what I learned from the teaching.
Amen. Hallelujah. And beloved, amen. We thank God for... That was one of the things Sister Shirley said, you got to be open to learn. And so it was good to hear Sister Tamara say, this is what I learned. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Praise
mm-hmm.
God. And then, you know, all of this and being open to learn, amen, we get great tools from this to be able to apply. And so now all we have to do is at the times that we're going through, we have to remember what we have learned. You know,
right.
And we have to put these tools to work, praise God. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, praise God. You know, I'm just so excited about what God is doing in the lives of his people. Brother Darryl Golden, are you sharing tonight?
Yes, I just want to say praise the Lord to everyone that's on the line this Wednesday night, again, with the Bible study through Cornerstone Deliverance Baptist Church. As Apostle Asia Heard as our leader, I think she does an awesome job of preparing for the lesson, quoting scriptures within the topic for application of faith and knowing the Lord daily within our lives. But what I also
Amen.
Want to say on tonight, you know, before I get into my notes, and they're not a lot of notes, I'm just going to speak briefly on from the heart. You mentioned long suffering. You know, it's a lot of things in the world that can be long suffering. You know, sickness within
Amen.
Our physical body.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Mentally, emotional sickness, personal relationship with people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you know, right now, the pandemic just, cope with the corona, just worldwide took over. And that
mm-hmm.
also, I felt, checked people knowing God at the front door.
Amen.
Along
Amen.
With myself and others. It brought out decisions that we have made that within our personal selves that we know now that death is coming. What are we going to do?
Mm.
And, you know, my thing is don't wait till a pandemic now to get right with God. You know, you should be doing
Amen.
These things before the Lord calls you home.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
Within long suffering, it does not have to be. For you brought on tonight in Ephesians 4, third chapter, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit is the bond of peace. And I know it's not easy daily to be with peace. It just seems like the minute you get out your bed, go to work on your job, it's somebody there that wants to argue. It's, I mean, either grown adults acting like children, just question mm-hmm. everything. They won't speak to you. You say good morning, let them start to shift. So I always say we must have the peace of God to know how to deal with these people. Because what you said tonight mm-hmm. hit me so hard all over my body, it's the truth. That everybody is not going to walk in the Spirit of the Lord. They're just
yeah.
not. They're mm-hmm. non-believers, or the one that believe in him, they still want to live off the world. And they're frustrated and upset because they're not having it their way, as you said in previous Bible studies. You know,
mm.
It is not Burger King where you can order what you want on your hamburgers. It doesn't work that way with God. You're going to have to fall
mm-hmm.
on the one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, as it says in Ephesians 4, 5th verse. That's just the way it is, if you believe
Amen.
In that. I always say, if you're not happy within your life, seek God for change. I know I personally have. There was some past situations that I don't dwell on, thank the Lord, anymore, that I look at where I'm at now, and I said, where can I go from here to change? And I've learned to lean on God. That will break up that long suffering that you talked about. Mm-hmm. But quickly to my notes, I just want to say, I thought Hebrews 13, chapter 1st verse, let brotherly love continue. I thought that was great in terms of we must have brotherly love in all situations. You know, once again, you know when somebody wants to argue. Like you told us in past Bible studies, do not argue back. You just stately say things. If it gets heated, just walk away. And, you know, if they want to talk another time, fine. If not, just leave them alone. Love your fellow man as thyself. Learn to know if you're not going to harm yourself, you don't want to see your fellow man harmed. Never take every comment personal to you. You know, stop being defensive, thinking, oh, they're talking after me. In some instances, God will let you know when to speak up, but don't take it everything, every word. You know, learn something in life. You might, you know, you don't know everything. We don't know if they learn to learn. Be a good listener. That's what I do when I come on here. That's why I don't shout a lot, only when necessary, because I want to learn how to be better in the Lord, with the Lord. Don't just stay a servant to God. You talked about that tonight in attendance. Stay personal in prayer.
Amen.
If you have to find a personal place to pray, do it. You know, attendance is a part of service, but it's not enough. Like you said tonight, don't just stay bobbled up, served up, stay prayed up. Also, you can choose to live in self-pity. You talked about that tonight. Or get in his presence and rejoice. That's something I definitely have to work on, because it's not good. You know, I know this pandemic didn't help none. It helped with just closing down some people's jobs. Some people can't find decent work, and, you know, you just sit here as a prisoner. Well, my thing is go out in the world, and if you want to work and change your work situation, rejoice in him, and he will change it. You don't have to be in self-pity in any situation, whether it be what the pandemic brought on, divorce, family problems. You don't have to pity to ask God to show you the path to get out of this self-pity. The joy of the Lord is your strength. You talked about that tonight. Always, you know, because God knows every day we're up against something. The Lord, what must I do? I know I do, and he never fails me every time. Prayer and praise brings the presence of God. You talked about that tonight. I think that's very important, you know. And finally, also, that's what I took from everything that you said tonight. Search to know God in your life. Do daily things to stay in touch. Prayer and Bible study has answers, but knowing the Bible has answers. Like you said, everything is in the Bible. That's why I come to Bible study. Because, you know, when we think we know it or we think we have it all, something comes up every time. It's like when I leave this Bible study, this is my temple right now. And when I leave this temple, it just seems like in the world, you hear bad stuff on the news, and somebody call your house with a problem, which I understand. I'm a good listener. I try to give what I would do in the right way. But do it in faith and steps of God. And finally, also, I got to share this with the group, and I'm going to get off. You know, today I show you how God, you must have God ready with you. My neighbor had a misunderstanding with somebody left and money, and the person even asked me for $20 to help him with a background check to move to a new place. So I said, I'll help him. Then they wouldn't answer the phone, and they wouldn't want to talk to me or nothing. I said, okay. I'm getting a little nervous. I said, they must have wanted to pay back. But I did out of love. Like you said, do things out of love for your fellow man to help. So we went over there, and I said, Lord, on the way, he was telling me all went on, this and that. I said, Lord, make this a peaceful situation. And we got there, you know, he wanted to argue with us, and I said, look, I don't want y'all to argue. And I told him, I said, look, if you need $20, you can have it. Just tell me, and I'll let it go. I'll pay you back. But that's what God told me to say. If you need that bad lady, just stand on the truth and say it. And I left that situation and say, you know what, I'm not going to get no more. Yeah, it hurt me. Somebody ducked me. But they won't do it no more. I'm not going to bother them no more or hear some self-pity story no more because we talked about it tonight. But in short, I just left it alone to the Lord because the Lord told me to look her in the face. You can have it to leave it alone. So sometimes you got to, with the enemy, just walk away because God going to take care of it. He's going to take care of it.
Amen.
Not when we want at that minute, hour, second, but he's going to take care of it. Because as I told people, and I'm saying, Chrome God, the Bishop Heard, Apostle Heard, God will take care of it in his time, not ours.
Amen.
So may the Lord add a blessing to all of what we learned tonight. And I go out into the world the rest of the week praising what you've bestowed upon me and knowing God and my personal relations of living in this world. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And that's key. We have to take it with us. Amen. And I just want to touch on one thing, man of God, that, you know, when we give, you know, we build up credit in heaven with God. Amen.
Amen.
And so, amen. I had did a lot of work for a woman, her YouTube channel, and I did a lot of work revamping her videos and things, and it was like a $1,600 bill. And she couldn't pay it, you know.
What?
And so, yeah, the Spirit of the Lord told me to forgive the debt, right? And so I forgave the debt. I sent the scripture that he gave me and gave her debt cancellation, amen. Something like what you did with this woman and the $20, praise God. And so I forgave her $1,600, but God canceled debt for me in the amount of $128,000, amen.
Oh,
and I, listen,
Lord,
I was rejoicing, praise God, amen. I'm telling you something, kid, nobody beat God given. When you stepping out on faith in obedience to God, he is doing something. When God tells you to do something and you obey, that's because he's up to something, praise God, amen.
Amen.
And I always want to be in a part of his blessing plan. And remember, there's a text in the Bible, and I don't want to get too long and draw it out, but y'all can research it on your own, where I believe it was a parable that Jesus spoke where the man debt was forgiven, but and then he went after the person that owed him. Put him in jail, you know. And so, no, beloved, listen, God has forgiven us of our debt, amen. We're going to forgive debt somewhere down the line, amen. Listen,
amen.
We were supposed to die eternally because of what Adam did. And Jesus died in our place, amen. And he forgave our debt, amen. And so, you know, from our faith being in Christ. So just be mindful. There's going to be some things that you come up against, and sometimes we really need it back. Amen, hallelujah. But if God tells you to let it go so you can grow. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let it go so he can bless you. Praise God. Amen. Because nobody can beat God's giving. Amen. I truly believe that this earth and the fullness thereof and everything that dwelleth within it belong unto him. I believe that.
Amen.
So there's nothing that we can't have. Nothing. Amen. Because that's the type of God we serve. And so we're about to close out. Sister Latasha, I just want to make sure, are you sharing tonight? Amen, beloved. So we are going to close out. Amen. Listen, God bless you, you, and you. We're going to come back on next Wednesday. Amen. For Bible study again and prayerfully. We could finish out the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. This is a rich, rich service. And Sister Tamara, I'm just going to ask that you close us out in prayer tonight.
Amen.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank and praise you for the message that Apostle Asia gave, Lord God, that you gave through Apostle Asia.
Amen.
I thank and praise you, Lord. And I ask that it prick everybody's heart, that it become the soil, the rich soil, Lord, that you speak of, Lord God, the good soil. Let it go in the good ground, Lord.
Amen.
Let it touch our hearts, Lord God. That it be that it produce 30, 60, 100 fold of whatever you wanted to teach us, Lord, through
yes,
the Spirit
God.
Of God, Lord.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
And that we would be able to use it, Lord. That we would not only be a hearer of the word, but a doer of the word.
Amen.
That it would dwell richly in us, Lord. And it would abide in us, Lord. And
mm-hmm.
again, produce 30, 60, 100 fold of whatever you desire for it to be inside of everyone. Because each person could hear it, Lord, and get, and the Holy Spirit will give them a different interpretation of it. Bless each person on the line, Lord. Give them a beautiful week in Jesus, Father. Let it be that we press into you, Lord. And we draw near to you and we seek your presence, Lord. That no matter whatever we go through during the week, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we press into Jesus, Father. And that we, Father God, in the name of Jesus, would experience the joy in your presence, Lord.
Mm.
And I ask that you bless everyone on the line and you bless Apostle Asia for giving the word, Lord God, in Jesus' name. And I thank and praise you for this time, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Agape love, beloved. Agape love.
Agape love. Agape love.
Agape love. Everybody have a good week. Amen. Praise the Lord.
You too. Amen.
Amen. God bless.
God bless.